written in Chesamad Aleph. Omer of Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Niskalu la Bavel, Niskalu lushkeineha. When Bavel was cursed, so all the neighbors also were cursed with her. Niskalu la Shomron, but when Eretz Yisrael was cursed, Shomron, the ten shvatim, Nisbarchu shkeineha. Then the neighbors benefited from that. They got a bracha. Niskalu la Bavel, Niskalu shkeineha, dechsi, v'samtiyo la morish kafud v'agmei mayim. That Bavel was made into swamps. So all of the neighboring places were also cursed that they had swamps all over. Niskalu Shomron is Barchu Shchineho. But when Shomron was Niskalu, so the neighbors benefited. Dechsiv Samti Shomron Li'i Hasada L'matoi Kerem. That Shomron will become fields and vineyards. And the Mela, the neighbors benefited. There were fields and vineyards around. What's the idea? So why was that a klala by Shomron? So the Marsha says because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is more important than fruit in Eretz Yisrael. So if Eretz Yisrael was turned into a place where you could plant or whatever but not live, then that's a klala. So it was a klala for the people in Shomron. But it was a bracha for the Shechenim, the people who lived around there benefited from that. And it could be the idea is that it came to show that when the Rabbanu Shel Olam hurts Jews, it's for their good. It's not a bad thing. When it hurts Goyim, so it could be that it's for the good of Klal Yisrael, it's for the good of others, not for their good. But when it comes to Yidden, the Rabbanu Shlom's klolas are brachas. So in order to emphasize that, it was a bracha to all those around, so you saw that the klola itself had in it a bracha. Okay. V'omer av ha-menuna, haroa ochlosa Yisrael. Person sees a mass of Jews. Omer Baruch Chacham Harazim. So you make a bracha, Chacham Harazim, that the Rabbanu Shem knows the secrets of each and every one. Everybody is different, and the Rabbanu Shem knows the minds and the thoughts of everybody. Haroa Ochlose Ovde Kochavim. If you see a mass of Goyim, Omer Bosha Imkin. The whole pasuk is Yirmiyah. No, the pasuk. We've already run this pasuk a few times. Let's see what the whole pasuk is. Bosha imchem ma'od, chofra yoladetichem. Your mother should be embarrassed, and she that gave birth to you should be embarrassed also. Chofra is a different kind of embarrassment. In the achris goyim midbar tziyav arava, the end of the goyim will be desert and wasteland. Okay. Tana rabbanan, haroa ochlosi Yisrael, omer baruch hachem harazin. Now we're going back to what we just said. Person who sees a mass of Jews makes the bracha Chacham Harazim, She'ein Daitim Domim Zelazeh, Ve'ein Partsufeim Domim Zelazeh. The people's ideas and minds aren't the same, and mele their facial features aren't the same. Ben Zoma Ra Achlosi Al Gab Mala Baharabayis. Ben Zoma once saw a mass of Jews beneath him. He was standing up on Harabayis, and beneath him he saw a mass of Yidden, probably during Gaurila Regal. Omar Baruch Chacham Harazim, he's made that first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Chacham Harazim, Ubaruch Shebaruch Ho'eli L'Sham Sheni, and he made another bracha. So Marsha says, since he was a Talmud Chacham, and he didn't work, so he benefited tremendously from all the work that other people did. So he was Makir Tova for it. And he made the bracha, Baruch Shebaruch Ho'eli L'Sham Sheni, that the Rebbeinu Shem created all these people to serve me. It wasn't a haughty kind of thing, it was a Hakaras HaTov. That Lamaisa, I benefit from all these people. And each one has a different malacha. That's why each person's ideas are different. Their das is different. And the Nela, they like different occupations. And that way, everybody benefits everybody else by having another occupation. Hu HaYomer. And it's in similar vein, he used to say, Kami Yegios Yoga Adam Harishon. How much work did Adam HaRishon, one person in the world, have to do till he had some bread to eat? Chorash, v'zora, v'kotzar, v'omar, v'dosh, v'zora, u'boror, v'tochan, v'hirkid, v'losh, v'ofa. Right? He plowed and planted and harvested and put everything into bundles and then he, threshed it and winnowed it. And selected and then he ground it and sifted it and kneaded it and baked it into bread. Right? 10 different malachas that go into making bread. That's why the meaning is to put 10 fingers on the, all your fingers on the bread when you make the bracha motzi, to represent these 10 malachas that go into making bread. The achar kach ochel, only after that, after he, all he did all these works, he was able to eat. And I get up in the morning and find, you know, bread ready made. The kama yagiyus yoga adam harishon asher motza begadil bosh. How much bother did Avraham Avinu have to put, Adam Harishon have to put into before he had clothing to wear? Gozaz, the libain, the nofats, the tova, the orad, the achar kach motza begadil bosh. He had to shear the wool and then bleach it and then comb it and spin it and weave it, and then, and only then, he had a piece of clothing to wear. I get up in the morning and I have a ready-made clothing. Not only Jews, but even Goyim. Right? Everybody has their thing that they can produce for the betterment of the world. Right? Some people, what's it called, in one place they produce one thing and then they bring it to another place where they don't have that thing, and vice versa. I find all the things that are produced all over the world, right, brought to my doorstep. So it's a tremendous hakaras hatov to all the people that are involved in benefiting me. Hu haya omer, oreach tov mahu omer. Similar vein, he would say, a good guest. What does he say? Tama kirchos torach balabayis bishvili. That he recognizes that the balabayis did all the work that he did for him. He recognizes hakaras hatov. Kama basar hevi lefanai, kama yayin hevi lefanai, kama gluskos hevi lefanai. Look at all the meat and wine and cake that he brought for me. V'chomash etorach lo torach ele v'shvili. And all his bother he was doing for me. That's what a good guest says. Avel oreach ra mahu omer, what does a bad guest say? Ma torach torach balabayis. What did he do? Pas achas ochalti, I ate one roll. Chaticha achas ochalti, I ate one piece of meat. Kos echot shasisi, I drank one cup of wine. Right? The main work wasn't for me. The main thing was to prepare for his, to provide for his own family. That's why he had to go and cook and bake and everything else. Now, what did I eat? One little piece. So he doesn't recognize the good that he received from the balabais. Aloreach tov ma'u omer, zochor ki tazgi po'alo, ashishoru anoshim. What's it called? That pasuk, that the, what's it called? Remember all of the good, what's it called, that a person did, right, and that Ashishoru Anoshim, I think is what it means, that he's praised for it. Alo Reach Raksiv, Lachen Yiru Anoshim, right, people will see, where is this Pasuk? Lachen Yireihu Anoshim, what's that? And the intent of the pasuk, if we saw it inside, but in any case, the intent of the pasuk is that people will see and not understand. In other words, an oreach ra sees what's being done and doesn't understand that it's being done for him. He should have hakaras hatov. Okay. Rashi, niskal labava niskal shcheinah kolomer oy l'rasha oy l'shcheino. The rasha gets niskal, his neighbors also get niskal. Okay. Ta'ash the kafud. Get here yet? No. Chayos va'ofos roin u'mazikim es ha'shreinim aval I ha'soda u'matoi kerem sh'niskal l'bo'or Yisrael ha'noi l'shreinim. All these things, the chayos rolls or whatever are, what's it called, and the swamps, that's a klola for the neighbors. But the vineyards and the fields, that's a bracha. Ochlosi chel godl shoshichim ribui. Rashi says, how much is a mass? 600,000. Chacham harozim, hayodea masha b'leiv kol elu. L'shamsheni, shehem chorshim v'zorim, v'ani motzi mucha. They plow and they plant, and I get the benefit. I find everything ready-made. Kol umo shoktu subos l'psachi, osher hoya, v'akol boi netzel eschora. And all of the nations came to him to do business. Each one brought things that were produced in their land that weren't produced in other lands. And he found all these things. He didn't have to go traveling to get them. Okay, the Marsha says, why 600,000? He says 600,000 is the sum total of all the different possible opinions there could be. Memela, there's only 600,000 different faces. Otherwise, they're just variations of the same thing. Says that that's why the Torah was given to 600,000 people, so there should be every single possible kind of das included in the Torah. Right? Everyone got their chelek, and all together, all 600,000 make up the totality of all different kinds of thinking and of opinions or whatever. So then the face represents the mind. Right, kishem she'ein deyoseim shavos, kishem she'ein partzofehem shavos, ein deyoseim shavos. So there's 600,000 different facial features, right, at least by Jews, and otherwise it's what's it called? Sometimes you see people look, you know, similar or whatever, and there's varieties even by the neshamas. There's not just 600,000 neshamas; there are many, many more. But there's root neshamas. The 600,000 are the roots, and then each the extra person or whatever, like in Yetzias Mitzrayim, 600,000 were men between 20 and 60. The women, the children, the older people were all part of one of those 600,000. They all were branches of one of those 600,000, but the roots were 600,000. So therefore, a person makes a bracha when he sees 600,000 yidden together. It's an idea of the totality, perfection of Klal Yisrael. That's Chacham HaRozen, and the Rabban Shem knows everybody's different day. So you make a bracha to the Rabban Shem, and he created people with such differences, or whatever, and that brings the shlemus of the world. Okay, V'la'ish b'mei Shaul zokein, bo ba'anoshim. Okay, time of Shaul, there was an old man, bo ba'anoshim, came amongst the people. Omar Rava, v'semir of Zvid, v'semir of Oshia, ze Yishai Avi David. This person, this zokein, was Yishai, David HaMelech's father. When he went out, 600,000 people went with him, and when he came in, 600,000 people went with him. I don't know if it means literally that he always walked around with 600,000 people. What it means is that the people that went with him were of such chashivas, just like it says Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to all 600,000. The people who went with him were of such importance that they represented the best of what the 600,000 Yidden and 600,000 Deis were. They were such chachamim that they incorporated within them a good portion of all the 600,000 Deis. The Doresh Bachlusa, when he gave a drasha, he gave it to a mass. Omar Ula Naktin and Einachlusa Bavavim. Right, this concept of masses, 600,000, doesn't exist in Bavavim. Only exists in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, that's where there's a chashivas of 600,000. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, since could be the idea is that since outside of Eretz Yisrael there's no achdus, mefuzar meforid bein ha'amim, right? Eretz Yisrael is a koach of ma'ach of unity. So therefore, it says what's it called? Goy echad ba'aretz. So there you can have the 600,000 united. And then you see that shleimus. In the Kutzlar, it's every man for himself. So even though if you have 600,000 people together, it's like 600,000 individuals. You don't see that achdus, that shleimus of Klal Yisrael. Tana ein ochlusia p'chusa mishishim ribui. Ochlusa, like Rashi said before, is 600,000. Okay. So if you see 600,000 Jews together in Eretz Yisrael, according to Lechor, what seems over here, Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, you make this bracha. See, the halacha-wise, after we finish the omelet. Okay. Right. Tan Rabbanan. Haroach chach me Yisrael, omer boruch shecholak me chochmasul yireyot. Person who sees a chocham, the chochmas ha-Torah, so he makes a bracha shecholak me chochmasul yireyot. The Rabbanan Shem apportioned out his wisdom to those that fear him. Chach me ovdei kochavim. If you see chachavim, of the kochavim, and we'll see there's a nafkamina, some say that it means chachamim b'derech hateva, they're wise in secular wisdom, okay, not in their religion, not wise of the Avodah Zorah in their chachm of their religion, but the chachm of secular chachm. Omer barashan nasan me chachmasa l'briyosa. So you make a bracha, the Roshim gave from his wisdom to those that to his creations, and the Groa has a different girsa, which is Taka the girsa we say, Shenasa Michachmasa the Basar Vadam. They gave from his wisdom to flesh and blood. And the Marsha points out, according to the Girsa we have, even though there's two different Girsals, there's a Meiri's Girsa and a Rambam's Girsa that don't make this difference. But according to the Girsa we have, and the Shulchan Aruch also follows that Girsa, by a Chacham Mechachme Atari you say Shecholak Mechachmaso and Liareyot. And by Goyim you say Shenosan Mechachmaso Lebosar Vadam. That Klal Yisrael are Chelek Hashem Amo, right? We're a portion of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and therefore the Rabbanu Shel Olam Kibiyochel like apportions out, he comes with it. See, he's apportioning out himself plus the wisdom comes with it. So that's Asher Cholak. By Goyim, he gives it away. Asher Nosan Mechachmaso. Another idea is Torah, you only get a portion. Now, you never get the whole thing. But by secular wisdom, you could have the whole thing. You could know the whole subject. So Asher Nosan, the Rabbanu Shel Olam gives it away, not just apportions it out. It's not just a portion, it could be the whole thing. What else? There's another idea here. We'll get to the halacha part later. Let's go on. Haroa Malche Yisrael. Person sees Jewish kings. Omer Bora Shecholach Michvodo V'Yireyot. The Rebbe Shem portions out from his honor to those that fear him. Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, if you see Goyish kings, Omer Barash Nasa Mikvoda Lebosar Vedam. That's the Graz Girsa. Right, you make a bracha, the Rosh Hashanah gives from his honor to human beings. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam Yishadl Olam Larutz, Likras Malchei Yisrael. Person should always run to see Jewish kings. V'lo Likras Malchei Yisrael Bavad. Not only Jewish kings. Elafilo Likras Malchei Ovdei Kochavim. Even Goyish kings. Shem Yiske Yavchin be Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Ovdei Kochavim. When you'll be Zocher to see Mashiach, you'll be able to see the difference between what a real Jewish king is and what a Goyish king is. Not only that, but you'll be able to see the difference between what a Jewish king is today, what he really should be in the time of Mashiach. Rav Sheshes Sagi Nor Havi. Rav Sheshes was blind. Havi ka'azli kule alma lekbule ad bimalka. The whole, everybody was going, the king was coming to visit their place, and everybody was going to greet the king. The konva ozul badayu. And what's it called? Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes went with them. He also went to greet the king, even though he was blind. Ashkeche ahu tzeduki. So on the way, a tzeduki met Rav Sheshes. So he's a blind man. He's running together with the people to see the king. Omer le chatzvi lenara kagni laya. He said, all the pitchers go to the spring to be filled up. Where do the pieces, the broken pieces go? Meaning he was taunting him, right? In other words, people who can see are going to see the king. What are you going for? You're blind, right? Broken pitchers, what's the purpose of bringing them to the spring? They can't do anything. Omer le tochozi diodana tvei minoch. I'll show you, I know better than you, right? I can see the king better than you can see him. Cholav gunda kamaisa, the first legions went by. When they were making a lot of noise, Omer le ahu tzeduki osa malka. So the tzeduki said, okay, the king's, any minute the king's coming. Hear all the noise or whatever. Omer le Rav Sheshes lo kasi. No, he's not coming yet. So and it was true. The king wasn't there yet. Cholav gunda tinyona, the second one came. Kiko avsha, and it was making a lot of noise. Omer le ahu tzeduki hashta kasi malka. Oh, now the king for sure is coming. Omer le Rav Sheshes lo kasi malka. The king's not coming. Cholav tlisoi, the third group came. Kikoshaska, then it was quiet. Omer le Rav Sheshes, vade hashtos nimalka. Now the king is coming. Omer le Otsduki Minolach, how do you know that? And that was true. Then the king appeared. Omer le the Malchus, the Ara came Malchus to Turkia. The Malchus down here is similar to the Malchus in Shemayim. Follows the same rules. Dechsiv, Tseva Marita Bahar Lefnei Hashem, by Eliyahu. When he, after the Har HaKarmel, so he ran into the desert, he came to Har Sinai. And the Rabbanu Shem showed him the following. Right, stay, he told him, stand on the mountain, that was on Har Sinai, Lifnei Hashem, Vihinei Hashem over, right, and the Rabbanu Shem passed over him, Veruach Gedola Vechozot Mefarek Harim, there was a big wind, Umeshaber Sloim, that broke rocks, right, and knocked down mountains, Lifnei Hashem, Lo Beruach Hashem, and God wasn't in that wind. And this storm, And that's not where the Rabbanu Shalom was. The Achara Ruach Rash, after that there was an earthquake. Lo Barash Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom wasn't in the earthquake. Right? These all preceded the Rabbanu Shalom's honor passing over Eliyahu, right? His presence. So first came a wind, then an earthquake. The Achar HaRash, Eish. Then there was tremendous fire. Lo Be'esh Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom wasn't in the fire. The Achar HaEish called the Mavadaka. And after the fire was a still small voice. Used to be a television program in Miami called The Still Small Voice. And they always used to have this pasuk in the beginning before they... And that's when that's when the Rabbanu Shalom's presence was. So he said, just like Malchus Shamayim, the noise, right, precedes the king. But the king isn't part of all the noise. The king comes after all the noise subsists. Then that's when the king appears. So too, I knew that's when the king would appear here. Ki osa malka posach Rav Sheshes become a vorechle. So here's the girsa we have is, Rav Sheshes opened his mouth and he gave a bracha to the king. You're giving a blessing to somebody you can't see. Right? So it means over here, he didn't make a bracha on the king. He didn't say the bracha, he blessed, he said hello to the king. Gave him a bracha. Right? Shalom aleichem. Whatever. So you're giving a bracha to someone that you don't see. My have a leidu tzaduki. Right? What happened in the end of that tzaduki? Ikat the amre chavrui kachlinu la'enei, right? Because he was bothering Rav Sheshes. Some say that his friends knocked out his eyes, right? That his eyes were taken out because he mocked Rav Sheshes. Ikat the amre Rav Sheshes nosen enav bovenasa galsu atzomus. And some say that Rav Sheshes looked at him and he became a heap of bones. So, what's it called? The Rasha says two pshatim. One is that a miracle happened to Rav Sheshes, and he was able to see for a few minutes and look at this guy and put him back to, and kill him. Another pshat, Nosen Einov, doesn't mean he actually looked at him, but it means he gave him a klala. Right? He focused his attention on him. That's what it means. Nosen Einov means he focused his attention on him. Not that he actually saw him. And he became a gaushal atzamos. So the Marsha says, what's the significance of gaushal atzamos? That the klala didn't kill him, it just brought out the fact that he was a Rasha till now, right? The guy was a total Rasha, so by focusing attention on him, he showed that he's been dead for a long time, because Rishoyim b'chayim the Kroy Nation. So he didn't die now. He turned into a heap of bones as if he'd been dead for years, because Rav Sheshes brought out the fact that this guy was a Rasha, and therefore was really dead for years. So that's what he looked like. He looked like dead for years. So he gave another pshat. Because the same lashon is used in other place, probably other places too, but in this other place it fits exactly over here too. It says that there was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, who Rabbi Yochanan was saying in the future, what's it called, Malachim are going to take gigantic stones and hew them down to put in the Shaar Yerushalayim. So the guy said, today you can't find a diamond, right, precious stones like that are the size of an egg. They're going to be big stones like this. So one day he went, what's it called, on a boat, and he saw Malachim cutting down gigantic stones, right? And he asked them what they're doing, and they said that they're cutting them down for the future for Shaar Yerushalayim. So he came back to Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, give more shiurim. What you said is exactly what I saw. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you mean if you didn't see it, you wouldn't have believed me? He said, Reka, and he looked at him, and he became a gaushal atzamos. So there, I once wanted to say the pshat is like this. A person who only believes what he sees, but not what he hears from Mesorah, so he goes by the chitzonius. The only thing is what you can see. What you can't see doesn't mean anything. So if that's the case, then really a person is reduced to bones. That's all really you can see. All the other parts of a person, right, are things that you can't see. You can't see hearing, you can't see seeing, you can't see a neshama, can't see anything about a person, right, that you can just visualize, except the bones. You see bones, a skeleton, that's what a person is. So if you don't believe in anything that you can see, you become a gaushal atzamos. Same thing over here, right? If you think that only people who can see, right, are chashuv, if you can't see, then you're meaningless. So you only go after what you can see with your eyes, fine. So you become a gaushal atzamos. That's what you are. You're reduced to a bunch of bones. Okay. Rav Shela Nagde Lahu Gavra Debo Mitzris. Rav Shila put into Cheirim a guy who lived with a shiksa. Ozel ochel bekurtza bemalka. So the guy was a Rasha, right? And since Rav Shela put him in Cheirim, so somebody who's a Rasha and you put him in Cheirim, what does he do? He goes to Malshin, to the Goyim. He went to what's it called, things repeat themselves over and over again throughout history. So he went to inform to the government against Rav Shela. Omar ikachad gavra biyudoi dekadayin dina below harmon of the Malka. There's a person who's judging without receiving permission from the Malchus, right? He's not judging in secular courts. He's going to, what's it called? He's judging according to Beis Din, right? So he went to, what's it called, to inform the government that that this Rav Shela is doing something wrong. He's judging according to Dinei HaTorah and not according to the government's laws. Shodar alei pristika, so they send a policeman to what's it called to get Rav Shela, right? Ki osa amri lei maitama nagdase lahai. So the policeman said to Rav Shela, why'd you put this guy in Cheirim? Amar lahu debal chamrita, because he lived with a donkey. And even the Goyim knew that if you live with a donkey, right, you're chayiv misa. Amarle ishlach sadeh, are there witnesses? Right, not that you needed two witnesses, the Marsha said, but are there any witnesses? Amar lahu in, said, yeah, there's witnesses. Os Eliyahu, so Eliyahu Novi came, idmi leke inish, he looked like he came in the guise of a man. But Asin, he was made. Amri lei hachi barktolahu, if that's the case, why'd you only put him in Cheirim? Should have killed him. Right, he's a what's it called? A person who lived with an animal, right, gets death penalty. From the time that we went into Galus, we don't have the power anymore to kill anybody. Asun, my devoisun avidube, you do what you want with him. Adma'ayni be bedina. Pasuk Rav Shela va'omar, while they were looking to see what they should do with this guy, since they had a witness now that said that he lived with a donkey, but Rav Shela knew that really wasn't true, and the guy didn't deserve to be killed. He only deserved to be put in Cheirim. Omar, so he said, L'cho Hashem Agdula v'Agvura, said this pasuk, Rabban Hashem, you have the Gedula and the Gvura, Amri Le Maika Amris, they said to him, what are you saying? Amar Lahu Hachi Kamina, this is what I'm saying. B'rich Rachmona D'yoy Malkusa B'ara Kein Malkusa Rakia. I'm thanking God for giving a earthly power similar to his heavenly power. The Yoiv Lechu Shultana, he gave you the rule here in the world. V'rach Medina, and you should have mercy. So he was trying to convince them that you have mercy on this guy, because he really wasn't Chayiv Misa. Amru Chaviva Ale Yakrid Malchusa Kulei Hai. You respect the authority of the government so much that you're praising them and blessing them and comparing them to the authority of the Rabbanu Shalom. Yoiv Ilei Kulfa. So they gave him a club, which was a sign that he had now permission from the government to judge, to what's it called, to give out punishments. Amrulei don dina, so you said, now you have the power, you have the right from the government, you have the power to judge. Havi notik, amrulei augavra ovid rachmana nisa l'shakri. So this guy, mechutzif, what's it called, he didn't learn his lesson from all of this, right? He didn't even thank Rav Shela for asking for mercy for him, they didn't kill him. So he said, did God do miracles for a sheker? And the Marsha says, what was the sheker? The sheker was that Eliyahu came. That was a miracle, right? And he testified that the guy was boiled chamor. So that was a sheker. So God does miracles for lies? Fachi omerle, Rosha, lav chamri ikru. So he said to him, what's it called? Not a lie. Aren't, what's it called, goyim called chamorim? Dechsiv asher boser chamorim besorim. Right, so you did live with a donkey, right? Just a human donkey. Chazya de kozel emeimruhu de karinu chamri. So you saw this guy didn't learn his lesson. Now he was going now to inform the government that Rav Shela called them donkeys. Omar hai rodefu. He said, oh, that's it already. Now the guy's takachayim mis is a rodef. He's going to what's it called to inform on me that, and they'll kill me. Bat Torah omra imbor lahargo chashkim lahargo. Somebody wants to kill you, kill him first. Machye bekulfa bekatle. So he hit him with the club that they gave him and killed him. And it was a rodeh. Right? That was the end of the story. Okay. Omar, hoel visavidli nisa b'hai kro, darshino leik. Since a miracle happened to me by saying this pasuk, that the goyim were so impressed that they gave me the, not only didn't they harm me, they gave me the ability to judge, so I'm going to darshin the pasuk. L'cho Hashem ha'gdula zu ma'isa b'reishis. Gedula refers to ma'isa b'reishis. V'chein hu omer osa gedolos anein cheker, v'ha'gvura zu yitzias Mitzrayim. Gevura is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shenemar Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaGdola, Vatiferes Zuchamo Levona, Shomdu Lo Yoshua, and the Tiferes is the fact that the sun and moon stood for Yoshua. Shenemar Vayidom HaShemesh V'yoreach Omad, Vanetzach Zum Makolosa Shoromi, V'cheinu Omer Vayaz Nitzchom Al Begodai, V'ahol Zum Milchemes Machle Arnon, Shenemar Al Kenyi Omer V'sefer Mechomos HaShemesh Voi V'sufa, Kichov HaShemayim V'orez Zum Milchemes Sisra, Shenemar Min HaShemayim Nilchemu HaKochovim Misilosom, L'cho Hashem ha-mamlocha, zu milchemes ha-molek. V'chein hu omer ki yod al keis ko, v'ha-mis-nase, zu milchemes gog u-mogog. V'chein hu omer, hinani elecha gog, nisi rosh meshech v'tuvo. L'cho l'rosh, okay, we'll get to that in a second. So the Marsha points out, none of all this is in the order of the history. Historically, it's not this, the right order. So what happened, this pasuk represents the seven spheros, the different midos of the Rabban Shlom. And each Mida is reflected in a different Maisa in history. So it doesn't go according to the historical chronology, but according to the Midos, where you saw these Midos. Gedula is Chesed. Chesed was what you call Emes Bria Sa'olam. Olam Chesed Yibonim. That's Bria Sa'olam. Yitzias Mitzrayim was Gevura, right? That's Vayar Yisros HaYod HaGedola, even though Gedola is Chesed, but Yad is Gevura. And why is it Yad HaGadola, I was thinking? Because the Yitzias Mitzrayim was a chesed to Klal Yisrael, but it was a din to Mitzrayim. So it was Yad HaGadola. It was the Gvura, but it was also chesed. But Tiferes is Chamo Levada that Omdu Yoshua. Tiferes is where the whole world can see, right, the glory of Hashem. They saw the sun and moon stop. Netzach is Mapaloso Shoromi, right, that's what it says, Vayaz Nitzchon. Hahod is Milchemes Nachle Arnon. There was also glory over there when the miracle happened and the blood went into the Nachal, we learned before. And Mamlocha is Milchemes Amalek, because until Amalek is destroyed, Malchus Hashem isn't established. And Misnase is the final Milchemes Gog u'Magog. That's the, it says Yesod. That's the final thing. Okay. L'chol l'rosh, what's the end of the pasuk? L'chol l'rosh, Omer Avchanan bar Rava, Omer Av Yochanan, Afilu reish gar gisa, bin Shmaya modulei. Even a very small pakid, right? Reish gar gisa, Rashi says, Bur ha-memuna ala chofrim chathiros, l'malos ha-mayim, k'dei la-hashkos bohem sodoseim. I think, what's it called, that you have to have a kam over here. Bor. Reish Gargisa means a bore, a pit. Habibuda al hachofrim chafiros lemalosim. What does it mean over here? Reish Gargisa, the person who's appointed over the, what's it called, the people who dig pits. So he has a minimal job, but he's authority. Right? He's the boss of the people who are digging pits. Originally learned bur habibuda al hachofrim chafiros. A bur, right, even a nobody, who's appointed over the people who dig pits, so they can have irrigation. But I think it means bor, gargisa, and then it means hamamuda al, okay. So even him, afilu reish gargisa min shmaya manule. Everything, every position of authority comes from the Rabban Shlom. Nasnisa tanam ishmed rabbi kiva l'chashe magdula zukriyas yamsuf, v'agvura zumakas bechoros, v'atiferes zumakin torah, v'hanetzach zirushalayim, v'ahod zebeis hamikdash. You'll see what covet that will be given to people who keep mitzvahs more than was given to goyim in this world. They have authority. The pitchers that are whole go to the river to draw water. Kagdelaya hashvurim, but the broken ones, lahechen, where do they go to? Kolomer lava holchim, where do they go to the river? The afatosh atasuba, you're blind, velotirehu, you're not going to see the king, lahechen, where are you going? Gudda kash, one legion. Barach Beitina, Ohavim Mishpat. They like to do justice, and he was trying to convince them to have mercy on this guy. Kachlinu le'enei, Nakru le'enam. They, what's it called, they put out his eyes. And the Marashah points out, usually Kachlinu le'enam means they put a medicine on the eye to heal it. Here it's Lashon Saginar. Putting out his eye, they said it in an opposite way. Kulfa, Makalirus. They gave him a club to judge with. When a person comes into somebody's house, he burrows into the house to steal, so that he knows, Yodehu, Shin Timtsoenu, Choser, Lo Sabin Atzmacha, Milahatzlum Amotcha. He knows that the Balabais is not going to let his money go like this, he's going to try to protect it. And the guy who comes into the house knows that he's going to have to fight the Balabais if he's exposed. Therefore, he's coming to kill you because he thinks you're going to kill him, right? So, Amr Torah, Hashkei Matav Hargo. So you kill him first, Hargeu. Hamamlachazu Milchemes Amalek, Desibay Kisei Malchus, Kiyad Al Keith Ka, Kalomar Al Yedei Milchom Al Hashem Amalek Yishal Akiso. The revolution of Malchus will be established when Amalek is destroyed. Hamas Nasei, Midasiv Lashem Nesius, Mashma Al Nasi Rosh Meshach Matumah. There it says Nesius by Gogu Mago. L'chol Rosh, L'chol Hakam, Lios Rosh, anybody who's appointed a head of something, who misnasei, Kolomer Shu Gozer Mamino, the Rabban Shalom is the one who appoints people to any point of a position of authority. Reish Gargisa, Bor, Hamemuna Alachot from Chafiros, L'malos and Mayim, Kedei Lahashkos, perhaps are the same. Even the person who's a foreman over people who dig boros to irrigate, he also, his authority comes from Hashemayim.